Yo.
Hi, Josh.
What is good, Carla?
I'm just chilling. What are you doing?
What's happening? Yo, I am currently relaxing after a long, hard day at work. Chilling. About to hop on this amazing podcast and record some fun shit with you.
You can literally hear the low energy on Joshua's first episode.
Nigga, what you talking about? We hot energy 24/7. No matter.
I'm at a sandwich, so I'm gonna be eating it throughout this episode. You know, we're going back to our roots of me eating in every
Yes,
freaking
yes, yes, yes,
episode.
yes. Yo, since episode one, Carla's always had a snack in her mouth. She's been munching on arroz con habichuela, a sandwich, some chipotle. It don't matter what it is. Carla's eating. She's munching.
Yo, I want some Chipotle.
Oh, nah. The last time I had chipotle, yo, there was something in the beans or in the guac, but somebody dropped the whole thing in the sal. Pero sabes que tenía una salación. Yo no podía.
I had, like, I don't know what I ate yesterday, but I've been having stomach pain today all day. So I definitely ate something yesterday. My stomach's like, nah, bitch.
So yo, when I
Nah.
first got home, when I first got home today, I was feeling some type of way. I grabbed some apple juice. I grabbed a cookie. Yo, there's something about the combination of apple juice and cookies. It wasn't, bro. I got the worst pain. Yo,
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know if it was the apple juice or the cookie. You know what? And I did kind of bug out, and I had a plátano.
That's such a strange combination, bro.
Oh, I was just craving everything I saw in the kitchen. I was craving it. I saw apple juice, slap that. I saw a cookie, ate that. Yo, and then I seen a whole thing that we there with the yuca and the plátanos y los guineitos. Yo agarré dos guineitos y me los
Yo, speaking of what we ate today, you know what I have for lunch? Which is really random.
salté. Okay. Yeah.
So I know that like our audience is gonna be fucking tired of me, but I'm still in the process of reading the book, The Plan for Joy, by
Yes, indeed.
Kaya Roman. Oh,
Shout
wait,
out to
Roma. No, yes, Roman. And
Tayesh.
chapter 9 of her book was about how like certain foods, such as vegetables, help you produce more endorphins to like
Like feel
have
good
more joy
again.
and whatever. Yeah, like they produce more of the hormones that will give you joy. And so those foods were cauliflower and broccoli and that kind of family of foods.
They get all the foods Carla hates.
Literally everything I fucking hate. I hate how it tastes. Like it tastes disgusting to me.
Bro, it's
So
fire.
then today, mommy's like, oh, we're gonna eat healthy today. Like, I know you wanna try this. And like, she's way better at seasoning and like all this shit. So I was like, could you do something so I can try it? She made white rice.
Fire. Okay.
And
Okay.
then she did this stir fry of cauliflower, broccoli, carrots, turkey, sausage, and
Ooh.
shrimp, stirred with mushroom.
Ooh. Yo, pero you guys don't invite? Yo, that's like all my favorite ingredients in one.
Well, you want to know something?
Talk to me.
Literally, I ate the white rice and like the turkey sausage slices, and then I left everything else because I couldn't.
Yo, you are the worst person. What are you
I
talking
know,
about?
I just couldn't. Like, I
No,
hate
no, no,
that.
no,
I
no, no.
realized that like it because it was stirred in not like in the ma mushroom, the texture of the cauliflower was like, I don't know how to explain, like icky.
What do you mean,
I took
icky?
one
It's
bite into it and I was like, I can't do
cauliflower.
this, I can't do this. And then I took a bite of the broccoli and I was like, I can't even do this. So I need to
Are
figure out
you
some
like one of those
recipe.
people that like? Are you like a texture eater? Like, if
Yeah.
the texture's, you're not gonna eat it.
Yeah. That's why I have such a hard time eating vegetables. Like, I need it to be smooth. I hate things that are like laggy or like, I don't know. Yeah. So I'm trying to figure
Love.
out, y'all send us recipes because you're gonna struggle
Nah,
and trying to be healthy.
everybody, let's collectively send Carla recipe because I eat everything. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Yo, who are we?
Yo, I was thinking that earlier. I'm like, yo, we really just went on a whole rant. Yo, what the
That's the mood
fuck?
today.
What the fuck?
Latinx.
Ah, it's your boy, Josh.
And this is your girl, Carla. Welcome to WTF Latinx, the podcast where we talk about... I forgot what we're talking about.
we talk about culture.
Culture, history, foods, what makes us Latinos, what are the things that have influenced us to be who we are as we grow up? What are things that we continue to learn today about our history that we weren't taught?
Whitewash.
And what are our perspectives on, like, current events as well? And Joshua has an obsession with talking about chancletas for no
fucking reason. And we also talk about the infamous Dominican chancleta.
It's not just Dominican.
Nah, it's the infamous just Latinx chancleta. If your abuelita is posted up by your door, not even by your door, she could be at the sala in the living room, and she got the chancleta in her hand, it's over. Yo, all she got to do is summon up the power of all the ancestors, and you're getting the worst chancletazo of your life, bro.
Yo, do you remember? I want to say, like, late 2010s.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, late 2000s, like, maybe 2009, 2010.
Yeah. Okay.
There was this, like, cheap chancletas that were, like, mesh, and they were all one color, and then they had, like, flowers on them that every abuelita had for no reason. They all have the same shoes. You don't remember?
Hold up. I'm having some difficulties on my end.
The abuelita mesh chancleta. I'm literally
I know exactly which one you're talking about because my mother had an all purple. It was like a light lilac color. And it had like the little toe fronts on them in like purple, white. They had the red. Some places had the yellow. Yo, that's like a fashion statement. It was a staple in the hood.
I always found them really, really ugly.
Oh no, they were ugly as hell. But like, if you're a grandmother, like they look cute as shit on abuelita. They should look good on grandma. Because I'm not judging grandma for her fucking fashion choices. Come on.
Grandma, we can do better. Stop it. Amazon.
If grandma feel comfortable in her 2-for-1 chancleta special, whatever that she got from the dollar store over in South Florence, then she coolin'.
She got from the dollar store. This dude really just said that.
Yo. You get it's good value for your dollar. You get 2 chancletas. And you also, it's like, it covers your feet, protects your feet, and you also get to, you know, whoop your fucking grandchildren, or your son, or your daughter for acting up.
Absolutely.
It's a combo package.
It's all right. But definitely, so for this week, just like going back to the fact that we have a podcast, for this week's episode, we wanted to talk a little bit about cultural gems, or like, I guess I was trying to find like cultural random Latino facts, and like we're trying to spread the horizon from like just talking about our cultures because that's all we know, and looking into what are some weird facts that like we are, like, weird differences that we have even though we're all Latino and we're all from like similar-ish cultures. Like, what are some really funny things that I could find online? And so that's what I did. But I didn't tell this to Joshua, so what did you do?
Yo, so when me and Carla initially spoke about possibly doing an episode, Carla's like, yo, let's do one about like hidden gems, like hidden cultural like destinations, like places that people can go to, have a good time, see things that they wouldn't know. So I'm obsessed with like Peru and like the hidden like temples and villages and ruins in Peru. Mm-hmm. And that's like one of those destinations that's on my list.
Really?
These days, I will go to Peru. I will be out there chilling with You feel me? My Peruvian people.
Do you have some facts?
Actually, you know, I do have some facts. Let me pull up my notes. I'm so ill right now. Because literally, we hopped in. With a whole random rant, so I just kind of like I forgot.
Yeah, honestly, we are struggling a little bit this week because I just feel like I've been out of it a little bit. Josh has been a great co-host and fucking patient as fuck because I don't know, I can't stand myself, so I don't know how you can stand me. But beyond that, we've been struggling a little bit with like organizing like what we want to do, like new topic ideas and stuff like that, or like visual marketing. So if you guys want to see the new stuff that we've been working on, you can go to our Instagram, which is WTF Latin X, like an actual X, on Instagram, Twitter, or you could email us at WTF Latin X at gmail. If you have any ideas, any comments, literally just like, if you want us to do something specific, we're probably going to do it because YOLO.
Yeah, we're like open to just, we're open to all topics, especially topics to, you know, topics that we can learn from, really. Like if actual value, we definitely talk about it.
You know, something really weird that I learned with, quarantine is that I'm trying to be more open to trying new things and talking about more different things. Mm-hmm. So when we started this podcast, I know that we had talked about focusing a lot more on like just like Latin culture and like why are we like this and all this historical stuff that like no one told us that happened, and like this is why our parents are these ways and stuff like that. But we're living in such historical times that like I guess it's fun to not only look at what's been happening in the past, but also like what's happening now with Black Lives Matter and all these changes and like how all these companies have to make changes. It's just like so interesting to be like, I wanted to come from this like historical point of view, mm-hmm. but there's also like, there's so much to talk about in any aspect, I guess.
The companies.
I heard nothing you just said.
What do you mean? You can't hear me?
No, you glitched.
Oh no! I thought it was Gucci. There was something you had said about the companies.
Yeah. So, for those of you that don't know, I'm into TikTok now, and I'm like eating and like being a horrible podcaster.
Yo, well, Carla, come on. Yo, podcast etiquette, number one. Rule number one, you can't be munching by the microphone. That.
I'm hungry. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, my gosh. Shorty got the Starbucks cup, too.
Y'all I do. I got lemon juice in it.
Carla's mad. Boo.
Lemonade.
You got the whole food lemonade. The whole
bro. I really do. So, I'm new on TikTok. My name is Carla Gonzalez, CU97, if y'all want to see my TikTok for whatever reason. But I've been using it to kind of, like, follow the hashtag Black Lives Matter trend and, like, kind of, like, what are the things that don't show up in the news? Like, what's really happening? And a lot of people are talking about, like, the corporate responses to Black Lives Matter. Like, Target and Starbucks and all these companies. I know everyone's, like, pissed at everyone, but it's, like, if I want to drink a cappuccino, I got to go to Dunkin's now because everyone's mad at Starbucks because they said that their employees couldn't wear a Black Lives Matter shirt. And I'm like, can y'all just, like, stop fucking up? Can y'all stop? I want to enjoy your products. Stop it.
Bro, it's crazy because, honestly, when a lot of these corporations first started to, like, release these, like, press statements, mm-hmm. they all felt generic and bland, and it all felt forced to me. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like there was a large group of companies where if you were to out their name and just read all the statements, you wouldn't be able to tell what company that came from. That's how it's almost like the same. Everybody hired the same PR company to write.
They just copy pasted it. Just bro, steal
they
theirs.
Copied and pasted it, they changed it up a little bit. It was all generic. It was corny. Like, I feel like none of it felt hard. It felt very disingenuous. The only company
except Ben and Jerry's.
My man, Ben and Jerry's dropped a crazy press statement. They shut down the internet. They even came out with a resistance pecan flavored ice cream. and the graphics are fire. You got the beautiful melanin skin, gorgeous queen on there with the hand up.
I know what we're eating this summer.
So, yo, Ben and Jerry's, this one. Ben and Jerry's response felt hard. Whether or not it is, it gave me that feeling, though. It showed me. It's like, yo, like, y'all don't care what America thinks. Like, you're going to speak, you know, on the side of righteousness.
No, absolutely. And, like, the thing is, again, like, it just pisses me off. I'm like, you have all these companies making all these crazy-ass decisions about, like, products and blah, blah, blah. Y'all can't hire a good publicist? Like, I don't think it's that hard to make a statement that, like, points out the facts of, like, the things that are coming out. But, like, maybe, like, you know, maybe I'm wrong.
Nah, you know what it is, though? A lot of these companies are owned by sadly, they're owned by individuals that are older that don't have those values. Ugh. And I feel like those chairmen and those head of the boards, it's probably hard for them to like go against their nature and who they really are as people.
It's always gonna come back to them though, like whether they like it or not. Like people are gonna respond, especially now. Generation Z does not give fucks. They're like, you know, if we have to lit to target on Target or whatever companies on fire, they're probably gonna do it. So
I don't know. I feel like our generation is like, we big cancel culture for like a week, and then we'll cancel you for a week, and then after a week or two, we back to just eating, drinking Starbucks.
Yeah. I feel like it depends. Well, when it comes to like those companies, yeah, cause like
I feel like certain people aren't gonna give up their,
especially
their,
like the food companies.
Yeah.
Like I want to eat without feeling guilty.
Yeah, like, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I just want a fucking burger. Why y'all gotta be racist or, like, homophobic?
Why y'all be some dickheads?
Do you got your facts?
Oh, nah, yeah. I found my article. So, when I was looking at, when I was looking at Peru, yo, can I just say that Peru has some of the most beautiful mountains I've ever seen?
Yes, you can say that. Our publicist says... You literally, are allowed to say that, and we will not get canceled.
Like when I opened up this, it's like a National Geographic article that I found. The mm-hmm. first thing that you see is a picture of, it's called the Rainbow Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally looks like, have you ever seen, what's it called, bro? You know the ice cream?
I don't know, bro. Bro.
You know, like a chocolate swirl ice cream? Yeah. Where, like, you have the chocolate meshing into the vanilla, kind of swirling together, almost like a marble.
Mm-hmm.
That's what these mountains look like. It's like different shades of like clay. You have baby blue tones, beautiful.
You're not yellow. Good at I don't get it.
What you mean you don't get
it? You're gonna have to show me.
You want to see? Hold on. I gotta share screen because Carla is just yo. Let me share screen.
No, it's fine. You'll show me later.
Nah. You have to see the Rainbow Mountains in Peru.
I'll see you later.
Google it. Nah, you capping.
Oh, yeah, I gotta do my Googles be.
But yeah, nah, that was like the first thing that like really got me, like it drew me in, like when I was reading the article.
Gotcha.
Because initially, the main thing I want to visit, because I had studied a lot about Peru in like the third grade.
I did not.
And I don't know why over time a lot of the stuff that I've learned is like really stayed within me. And the one place I've always wanted to go see, just really strictly off of the images, is Machu Picchu.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit is, it's actually, I think at one point it was considered like one of the seven wonders of the world.
It was, yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's like, yo, it's high up in the mountains. You have all this old, like, I believe it's Inca.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know who the Incas are.
No, Joshua. I don't know who the Incas are. Do you want to teach me?
Nah. I'm not gonna give people a whole side of it. Like.
No. You're not teaching me. Tell me. Who are the Incas?
Oh, my God.
my you God. Can't make a comment like that and not expect me to like get a comeback. So tell me, who are the Incas?
So do you know about the Inca Empire?
Yes.
Okay. That's it. We don't
No. But you assume that I didn't. Therefore, you must teach me now.
Oh, I was wondering.
You assumed. Like, therefore, you must teach me now.
Stop it.
I will get you on the next episode if I have to. I will be like, so when are you gonna teach me all the Incas?
I'll teach you on the next episode.
Nigga, shut the fuck up.
But it's beautiful shit. It's beautiful shit. Because when I start reading about it, it's like they have this call. It's called like the Inca Rail.
Mm-hmm.
Like this rail. Like I don't. They don't have pictures of the rail. It's trash. But when I'm about it, it almost sounds like I think it's like those cable carts that goes up into the mountains.
Yeah.
They say that it's like one of the most majestic fucking train rides that you can see. The scenery is beautiful. You have all these beautiful mountains. This lush greenery. And frolicking in the natural habitat. And it's one of those things where it's like, literally, you can buy a ticket and you have like the guys, people take you up to the
beautiful. I feel like that's one of those things that like only attracts certain people. Like, I feel like I would get fucking claustrophobic and then be like, nah.
I don't know.
I don't like to go that high up. It's really high. And like,
there's something about areas like that, like historical areas that are still preserved, like are still kept intact, that I find beautiful. That like I feel like a need to connect to that.
It is beautiful. Like, I just like I have a thing with woods and mountains where I feel like once I'm in, I can't get out.
And then when
as someone who grew up at the beach, I'm like I need to see a shoreline. I can't just be in like in a mountain with no exit.
What do you mean you can't be in the mountain with no exit? Yo, but you're in the mountains touching the clouds. Come on.
No. It's not my, no.
That's not your, like,
no,
not
your fortune. No, it gives me anxiety.
What?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
And thinking of those carts too, those, like I don't, what are they called? Like, the things the that cart. You take in the air?
Like a cable cart.
A cable car? Oh, no.
The article that I was reading was a little big. They called it a train ride, but I can't imagine a train ride up into the mountains. It sounds like it'd be a cart.
Gotcha.
But yeah, no. Yo, and then they also have this this area called like Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this, like once, like, it's just nature, really. It's like this beautiful, just like mountainous area. Full of like fucking cornfields and all sorts of like this dope ass greenery, bro. And you still have like natives that like they tend to the crops up there, and that produce is what they used to eat and what they used to sell. But that was one of the places on my list, just because I don't know, it was just so beautiful to me. And it's gotcha. like I said, always as a kid, like it's always been a place that I wanted to just like visit. And I like mountainous areas. You know, Carla likes the ocean. She likes to see the sea.
Yeah,
she
likes to see civilization. Yeah,
there's mountains for areas for miles.
Do you have more places?
I thought we were gonna go back and forth.
Okay, so like mine's a little different.
Talk to me.
Instead of looking for places, I somehow, somehow, I went through this trip in which I was looking for like what's some cool stuff, and then I found some like fun facts, and I was like, okay, like surprising facts you didn't know about like these countries, and like it's like. In South America, Brazil is the largest coffee producer, and it produces around 25% of the world's supply of coffee, which is a lot.
Question, have you ever had Brazilian coffee?
No.
Brazilian coffee is the strongest coffee I've ever tasted. It has a super powerful taste. And, yo, I have a coworker, right? His name is Jim. And my man, Jim... All he does, bro, is drink Brazilian coffee, like, in the morning, in the afternoon. he's never there into the night, but I'm pretty sure when he gets home at night, Brazilian coffee. And this man lives and dies by Brazilian coffee, Brazilian culture.
But is he Brazilian?
No, so he's always had an infatuation with Brazilian culture. So this man ended up like marrying a Brazilian woman.
Gotcha. He married into the culture. That's funny.
He married into the culture because he'd always gone on vacation. It was Saber, the Sacatao, doing his thing. And eventually he ended up meeting this dope Brazilian chick, whatever, they get married. But this man knows how to speak Portuguese. He thoroughly understands Brazilian culture. He, like, I'm talking about any sort of Brazilian hubs here in the U.S. and especially here in the East Coast. Mm-hmm. He's hip to it. He knows it. He's up on game, bro. He's brought me, like, Brazilian candies, like little banana candies, because some, like, all natural. And bro, yeah. Brazilian coffee is fire. The Brazilian culture is OD, too.
No, yeah. I had a couple classmates that they were Brazilian, and so it was always kind of, like, fun to have these conversations of, like, how similar and how different we are. Like, we have similar family sizes. They were like, oh, my God, yeah, we have, like, they have the summer barbecues. We have similar foods. We have all this, like, and it's always kind of crazy that we're, like, we all grew up worlds apart, like, miles and miles, like, different parts of the world. But
we're on different continents.
Shit. But at the end of the day, we have all these similarities. It's literally like we were cousins. Like, we were like, we like all the same foods. We like love to dance. Like, there's just like all these characters.
Like, we all love like the beach. We all love fucking.
Yeah, it was really cool. But that's not what my segment's about. I haven't even been done. Like,
oh, yo, now you talked about Brazil. And, like, I've experienced a little bit of the culture, so I had to give my piece.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I started with, like, surprising facts, and it's, like, things like that. And it's, like, oh, like, Colombia only has summer because there is no winter near the equator. It has sunlight through the year. And then It says, like, Argentina, the name of Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires means fair winds, which, like, of course. And Chile has over 100 wineries in the country, and it's now the fifth largest exporter of wine. And I was like, okay, so that's cool facts to know, but, like, I don't feel like that's enough. Like, that doesn't give me, like, those are cool facts, but they're not gems of these cultures. Like, I need to, and so, like, what's something that would really, like, identify a country's culture? And then I remember, so I have this beautiful, beautiful friend. She's from Venezuela. Her name's Sophia. Sophia, shout out to Sophia. And she's an engineer student at my school. So it's like bad B, Latina, in school, studying to be an engineer. I could never. I could try, but I could never succeed doing that. So, like, super smart, super beautiful. She's amazing. And we worked together one summer. And we would literally spend most of the summer having conversation about what were our similarities and our differences as well. And the vocabulary and the things that I would say and she would say. And so there's this one moment that I've not been able to forget ever since, which we were talking about doing. It was summertime and we were out of the work. Like, the job was done for the day. So it was like, oh, we should do a movie night tonight. And she was like, yeah. I'm looking for the word she used. Yeah, we should do a movie night. I'm gonna bring the cotufas. And I just stared at her.
But he looked at her like, yeah?
And I was like, why, your mother, why are you insulting me? I don't know if that's an insult, but that sounds like an insult. And she's like, no. That's the Venezuelan word for popcorn.
What? Wait. Run that word again. What's that? Yo.
I would never have heard that word in my freaking life. And so I always find it really interesting that even though we speak the same language, like, I would have never guessed that. So then I was trying to find, like, what are some fun, like language gems that, like, we don't really talk about. But there's so many, like, differences.
The dialect is so different, like, culture to culture. And there's certain words that do translate, like, seamlessly. But there's a lot that just, like, Not even close.
Absolutely. And something that's really, I think it's really important to mention is that a lot of like our slang and our language is highly influenced on like who our native Indians are and who colonized different countries.
Exactly, yep.
Puerto Rico was colonized by Spaniards and British. So like our English, that's why our English is similar to US and like our Spanish is like very specific or whatever. But a lot of Puerto Rican slang, such as like calling the island Borinquen. Borinquen is the original native Indian name of the island. That's what the natives called it. So when Puerto Ricans say yo soy Boricua, that just means that I'm native to my like my island.
Yeah.
So all of these words that mean different things, they're just like influenced by whatever the native root of that area was, which is really cool, I think.
That is fire, though. That's super interesting.
So I have a couple words, and they all mean, like, similar different things. But I don't know if I'm just going to say them, and then you're going to guess them, or
whatever. Let's get it.
So starting with that popcorn word, which has always, like, I don't know why that just, like, moment stayed in the back of my head. There are 17 different ways to say popcorn depending on where you are in Latin America.
Gotcha.
In Ecuador, they call it canguil or canjil. C-A-N-G-U-I-L, which is crazy. In Chile, le dicen cabritas.
Cabrita.
Popcorn.
Una cabra, isn't that like a goat?
Yeah.
Cabritas, why do we call them cabritas?
I have no idea. En Perú le dicen canchitas. En Ecuador le dicen canjil o canguil.
I love how the can.
I wonder if it's like because of the noise that it makes.
Oh, that makes sense. The tum, 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 tum.
Mm-hmm. In Dominican Republic le dicen cocaleca.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Well, bro, based on this, like, document.
Bro, you about to make me run over to my mom and ask her.
Cocaleca. It could be, depending on the area. Maybe if it's si para campo, they call it that.
Maybe in the campo, they call them that. Or maybe in, like, the native, like...
The more native areas, yeah. Like I mentioned, in Venezuela, they call it cotufas. In Colombia, they call it crispetas.
Crispetas.
In el área regional area from Venezuela, they might call it gallitos, which I think is adorable.
That was so cute. Yeah.
In Colombia, they call it maíz pira.
That's the only one that really makes the most sense to me right now.
Or maíz tote, both Colombia.
It makes sense to me because it has the word maíz in it. And I'm just
In Panama, they might call it millo. In general, we call it palomitas de maíz. Mm-hmm. In Argentina, they call it pochoclos. Uruguay, they call it pop. Guatemala calls it poporopo.
Poporopo. No fucking way.
And then Argentina, Bolivia, Paraguay, and Uruguay call it pororo. While Cuba and Dominican Republic might also call it rositas de maíz. So I just think it's so interesting that we all have a word for popcorn. Like, something as simple as that.
Dude, it's crazy to see how it all varies, though. Like, some of these sound similar. Some of them are, like, completely different things. And I'm not going to lie to you, bro. None of those words would I be able to guess.
That it was popcorn. Crispetas, and I feel like that sounds like something like a fried food that I would buy at the beach.
Bro, a crispeta to me, immediately, I'm like, yo, that sounds like a chicken sandwich. Grilled with like the crispy. Like
pork chops. Yeah.
Yo, I could see that being a pork chop too. A crispeta. Right? A crispy deep fried pork chop.
Yeah. So then that's like the first example of just how many variations we could have for one word. I don't know if you want to go next and then come back to me.
See, I have more locations. Like, I was looking at Because once again, like, me and Carla initially talked about locations.
Yeah, we completely, like, did the homework wrong. But what I have is, like, 10 more words of, like, that have multiple meanings. So you can go and then I can finish.
No, no, no. I still got a bunch of places, bro. Like another place that I really wanted to, that I was really interested in, and I didn't really realize where it was until I did the research. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Easter Island?
Yes.
So do you know that? Do you know where Easter Island is located?
I can't remember what's located, but I know it has like the big face statues things.
Yes. So Easter Island is actually it's actually in Chile.
Okay, Chile.
In Chile. Yeah. Chile.
It's not Chili's. You are not going eating.
I'm hungry. That's what it is. it's a Chilean fucking archaeological site basically. Mm. And I just thought that was so interesting because it's like that place is one of the world's most remote islands. Like the landscape is beautiful, and then you have the mysterious like Polynesian looking statues that are just there, and nobody knows how they got there, nobody knows why they're there, and it's so beautiful. Like
I feel like I've heard stories of like alien abductions in that area, but
I've heard all sorts of crazy things. I've heard that those things, they were created by aliens live there, the statues themselves are like beacons to different alien, you know, fucking cultures, blah 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 blah. But the information, like when I was looking at it, it said they were like they were beautiful, like volcanic craters, and there's also like beautiful sandy beaches in the area. Mm. And that was another place that I just like I was it kind of like I had no idea that it was in Chile. For some reason, I thought this was like somewhere in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Trying to take the credit for all of it. Okay, my turn. The next word that I have is... Hold on. I'm going to go for 3 words. Or do you want to go multiple?
No. Do whatever. I still got a couple more places.
Okay. So I'm going to go through 3 words, and then you go, and then I go 3 words. Because I just have too much stuff. Not too much stuff. That's like all little things. So the first word that I got is torta, which it says if you order torta, you might get some completely different depending on which country you go to.
Yup, if you in Salvador and you ask for torta, mm-hmm. No, not in Salvador. I think it's Mexico. A torta is like a sandwich.
Yeah.
But I think I have Salvadorian friends, and a torta to them is I think it could be like a cake.
Yeah. So actually, I'm gonna tell you right now. So that cake definition comes from Spain. It says, in Spain, you will get sweet cakes similar to birthday cakes called torta. However, know that this word can also be used to describe a slap on the face in Spain.
Ooh.
And in some regions, this can also refer to like types of round and flat bread made without using yeast. In Mexico, however, this is served with a white sandwich roll garnished with vegetables, hams, eggs, avocado, and meat filled. Also in the Philippines, you might get a special kind of omelet made with eggs or eggplant, which they called a torta. So literally, in every part of the world, it has like a different definition.
It does have a different definition. My favorite is a snack. Like I had already anticipated all the food related ones. I'm like, all right, like I already know it's gonna be from foods that are you know called torta, but the snack, sheesh,
it makes sense to me. It's like, you know how we say galleta, like I'm gonna give you a galleta and that's a snack, but the word galleta is a cookie, but if I say I'm gonna give you a galleta, it's not a cookie, it's a slap in the face.
But a slap in the face can also be what is it, un bofetazo.
Yeah, but that's like doesn't have a food reference. So the second word I have is called chucha. So in Colombia, this is described as bad armpit odor. Mm. But and then in Argentina, on the other hand, it's described as the female reproductive organ. Similarly used in several Latin American countries. In Chile, the phrase está en la chucha, it means that that something is really far. So I just think that's funny that, like, in Argentina, it's, like, female parts, and then in Chile, it's, like, they're really far, as in they can't reach something.
That shit is so funny.
You see the relationship there? They can't reach it.
They can't reach. No, no. So the men in that one country can't reach the female parts of the other one.
Mm-hmm. And then the third word I'm going to do is fresa.
Oh, okay.
Or fresita. I know what it means. I've seen a lot of Mexican telenovelas where they use the word in a certain way. But so in most Spanish speaking, strawberry translates to fresa, like as in the fruit. In Argentina, they also called strawberries frutilla instead of fresa, but they're kind of similar, so you can see where they're coming from. However, in Mexico, this describes a young person that is acting preppy, and it's used in a negative way. So when I see it in novelas, it's like, oh, she's such a fresa or fresita. It's like she's such a, like, creída bitch. Like, she thinks she's all that.
Bro, hell no. What?
Yeah. So that's... Mexican teenagers use it to describe the typical superficial, clay-seated, egocentric, and wealthy Mexicans.
The opposite
of fresa could be a naco, which is the pejorative slang to describe tasteless, tacky, and bad-mannered people.
Una pregunta. So in Puerto Rico, un naco, ¿qué es eso?
We don't use that word.
Bro, I've heard Bad Bunny mention that a couple times.
Yeah, but he references, like, a lot of TV shows and movies from Mexico and Spain that I've never fucking seen in my life. We don't use it in, like, our day-to-day. He just uses it because he's an artist.
It is weird because, like, that's one of those words where I've heard, like, him use it. And then growing up, one of my cousins would like, always, like, when we would do something stupid, she would call us, like, coño, no seas tan naco.
Yeah, no, we don't use it like that. That I know of. Like, growing up, I literally never heard that unless it was in, like, telenovelas.
Nah, that was one of those words that, like, I grew up hearing a lot. Not gonna lie.
Mm-mm. Okay, and I'm gonna go back to Joshua.
Hold up. I had a word for you, right? Just, like, I wanted you to guess the meaning of this word.
Okay.
My mother used to date, like, a Guatemalan dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always, like, the dialect that he was speaking was always weird. There were certain words that he would say that, like, I'd be confused for days.
Mm-hmm.
So the word is patojo.
You lost me.
What do you think that could possibly mean?
It makes me think of, like, lenteojos, like glasses, but I could be completely wrong.
So un patojo relates is usually a younger child, a kid.
Oh, interesting. I'm here like, it's glasses.
Bro, that he said that. What this man just say to my mom?
Technical difficulty.
I'd be so confused.
I missed, like, the beginning of what you just said.
I said this. There were times growing up when this man would say something to my mother. And I guess my mother had gotten used to the dialect after a while. I never really hung out with dude. Mm-hmm. But he would say stuff. And I look at my mom, I'm like, yo, well, he just call you? Like, because it would sound vulgar to me. I'm like, yo, pero y eso?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? We may not know what they mean, but we get insulted. Like, when my friend said popcorn, I was like, why are you insulting me? Like, what is this?
What did you just call me? Stop. Don't do that.
But yeah, back to you and then back to me.
Bow. All right, Carla, give me the mic, so I gotta go fast.
Yeah.
Carla, how do you feel about the places I've been mentioning? Like, are these places that, like, are they on your, like, travel list?
No,
you've never thought of, like, going to Easter Island?
Nope.
Peru?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's sad because, like, when I think of, like, traveling, I think of, like, it's not sad. I just, like, think of, like, going to Japan or, like, something that's completely more different of my culture. like the complete opposite. I don't really think of going to those places because I'm like, oh, it's similar to mine, so why would I go there?
See, that's the thing. I've been in the city my whole life, so I definitely want to, like, I really do want to travel and, like, see these crazy-ass, like, scenes. But I'm also super artsy, and I do, like...
Yeah, you are. I'm just, like, cool. There's a bunch of rocks. Next.
Yo, I love taking pictures, so I always find the beauty in, like, all that, the simplistic things, like water flowing down a fucking river and, like, having, like, fucking... greenery juxtaposed with a beautiful sunlight, you know.
I need things to do, like manually, like surfing or like
sometimes you have to sit down and meditate with nature. All right, so my next place is located actually on the border of Brazil and Argentina. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Iguazu Falls.
Mm-hmm.
It's a series of like 275 waterfalls, right? Mm-hmm. And the waterfalls, when you look at the picture, bro, they look like they're high as shit. I think they're like 260 feet tall.
Now that I would go to.
And I think they all kind of converge onto the same river. Like when you look at the photo, it's literally like waterfall, big rock formation, waterfall, more rocks, waterfall, more rocks, waterfall. And then abajo, you have, like, this beautiful, this lush greenery and this river just kind of flowing into it.
No, that and, I would go to.
When I was reading it, ellos tienen, like, una serie de, like, catwalks. So like, you can walk on the catwalk and you can get really close to the waterfalls. And they also have, like, a fire, like, a boat trip you can take to on the river.
Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie, that's pretty cool. I like that. I like that more.
And they have like a little random ass dramatic thing. It's like a section of the waterfall. It's like the most dramatic like waterfall. And it's called the Devil's Throat.
We know what the devil likes to do then.
Yeah, you sabe. And that's about it. But like when I read that, the shit had me kind of thinking, yo, really a place that has 275 like, waterfalls that all converge onto the...
You can walk around the thing?
Yeah, no, it has, like, little catwalks. And, I'm not going to lie. Like, I see what you mean. Like, yeah, it's cool when there's, like, an activity attached to it.
Yeah, I just need something to do. I'm like, it's great if it looks pretty, but what can I get away from it? What memories can I create in this place? So that's just, like, what sticks with me. But... Okay, Madun. Word number.
Oh hell yeah! Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Will be
you just don't fall off the catwalk, boy.
Nah, never. Word number five, banqueta. So yeah, this word, this in Mexico.
This just sounds like banqueta.
Or Guatemala, is utilized for sidewalk.
Bro, I was not banqueta. It sounds like a fire word. I ain't gonna lie to you. But
in most other countries, that word means bench. Where in the word acera is what directly translates to sidewalk. So I guess it's like a slang version of sidewalk. When I thought of banqueta, I did think of like somewhere to sit.
I don't know why. I thought of a place. I thought of it like I don't know. My brain is like, oh, that sounds like a banquet.
You're like, so dramatic.
Yo. Vamos para la banqueta.
And then, actually, this is a really interesting one. So, the next word is coche. So, in Spain, coche means car. However, in Guatemala, it's a slang for the word pig. Nope. And in Chile, it can also be described as baby stroller. I grew up using coche as baby stroller. Like, so, coche. Like, to put the baby.
So, once again. Wait, hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah. But wait, I'm not done. By the way, there are several ways to call cars across the Spanish-speaking world. In Mexico, they can call it coche o carro. In Colombia, they usually use carro. And then Argentina, Chile, Uruguay, and Peru usually say auto.
Auto.
But what are you saying?
No. It was back to coche.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those words, once again, Guatemalan stepdad. This man, I remember one time, he had called somebody a coche. And I had thought what you thought. I'm like, yo, why is he calling him a baby stroller? Like, bro.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Thinking, yo, that's so weird. And then my mom's like, nah, when he says that, he's calling him a pig. I'm like, oh, damn. So whenever I would hear like other Guatemalan people like insulting each other, I would catch that word always. Like, yo, what's this coche?
That's funny.
Coche, wey.
And then the next word is chucho. So what does chucho mean? In most Spanish speaking countries, it could be a slang for dog or mutt.
Yeah, definitely dog.
And it also means shiver. However, in Central America, this can mean stingy. And can be used to describe a cook or unreliable person. In Latin America, it is also a slang for a joint. It means cold in Argentina, jail in Chile, and in Mexico, it characterizes someone who is clever and skilled. Last but not least, chucho is also a nickname given to people named Jesus. And that's funny because that's not even what I meant. What I learned it as growing up, when my mom would say, it looks chuchi, it meant it looked nice or expensive. So be like, look, mommy, like this dress looks chuchi. It's like, it looked cute, it looked good.
You know what's crazy?
What?
So the dog one, un chucho,
mm-hmm.
That one I knew. But growing up, a chucho has always been like a speaker box.
What?
Like, if you look up, if you Google it, you write chucho speaker, you get a bunch of, like, speakers. And if you're Dominican or Puerto Rican.
And not you, Puerto Rican.
No. What, bro, my coworker, Puerto Rican dude from the island, the other day, he's like, yo, can you cut some wood for me? I'm like, yo, word, what you making? He's like, yo hago caja de chucho. I'm like, oh, word? Puerto Rican dude. So he showed me the pic today, actually.
Did he go up here, though?
Nah, he's from the island. He's straight from the island. So,
Josh,
I don't
know. Being defensive.
Cause it's like one of those things was like, yo, that's that word. I've heard it in Dominican culture, in Puerto Rican culture.
You're going to tell me, a Puerto Rican, that I don't know my own language?
Papi, pero you don't know car culture. Tú no sabes la cultura de los carros, papi. Vete para allá. Mira el carrito. Vete para allá, sorry.
Josh, you ain't Puerto Rican. Calm down.
Yo,
American. All the
Puerto Ricans gonna be frying me in the comment section.
I hope so. I need help.
Yo, so we gotta cancel Josh. He be fake Puerto Rican in the podcast.
Yes. Yes.
We gotta take
you American.
What you mean? Why are you hating on me?
Because you're out here telling me I'm wrong. Nah. Okay. It's your turn.
I'm just letting you know. If you're Dominican or Puerto Rican, time come around, you got the hookah in the front seat and you got the choo-choo in the back seat.
Yikes. Okay. It is ready. Your turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last one.
Yo, low key, we started this podcast saying, yo, it's gonna be a short one. We're not gonna take too long.
Yo, that's why I'd be having to cut Joshua off, because I'm like, so we said it was gonna be 30 minutes, but we're already an hour and 30 minutes in, and we haven't even finished yet. So, like,
listen, Carla, listen. All right, let me find my last place, because damn, I have too many on this list. That's the thing. Like, yo, randomly, like, just I might run it down. There's like a random spot in Argentina that has like a fucking glacier.
Mm-hmm.
Just like randomly chilling right next to them. I think they have like a, it's called Lake of the Glaciers National Park.
Mm-hmm. Un glaciar.
Un glacier, yeah, in Argentina.
Don't say glacier. I don't know what that is. Glaciar.
Glaciar.
Ice?
It's ice. It's like this huge, just like ice cap. And it's like about 300 miles. It's about 3 miles in length. And it rises about 200 feet above like one of the lakes in Argentina.
Well, it doesn't really surprise me, because when you think of South Pole, like, Argentina's probably the closest country to like It's probably cold.
Tú sabes que, yeah, it is on the lower end of like South America.
Yeah, they're probably like located near that. Okay, mi turno.
No, hold up. That was just like a random spot. That was like an honorable mention, bro. I just wanted to mention that.
Honorable mention.
I'm like, listen, shorty, listen. That's just like a spot where I was kind of like, thought it was kind of cool.
Dale, mi hermano.
Bobby. So this one is weird because I for like architectural reasons. It's called el santerio de las Lajas. I can't pronounce it, but it's like this big ass fucking. It's like this Gothic revival style church, right? Yeah. That was built in 1916.
What's the country again?
In Colombia.
Okay.
Bro, it's like this
Colombia
huge castle.
Has crazy, beautiful architecture.
It's this gorgeous-ass castle just kind of built on the side of a mountain.
And I would not go there. That would be haunted.
When I was reading the article, there's like a little mention, I guess, according to a legend. In like 1754, a local woman, Maria like Muese, and her daughter, I guess they took shelter in like a nearby canyon,
mm-hmm.
and they witnessed like an apparition of the Virgin Mary.
I was about to say she's either La Llorona or she about to see some weird shit.
And I guess the apparition that they saw was like in a rock right next to the canyon or whatever, and I believe that's where they built the church like around.
Oh, interesting.
So that's definitely one of those spots where I'm like, yo, I low-key want to see that shit.
That is really interesting.
Carla's like, yeah, I want to finish this podcast.
Yes, it's not like it's about to be 1 a.m., but okay.
No, bro, shoot comment.
Okay, and then my last three words are going to be guagua, which I used all the time and people didn't really understand me. A guagua is a slang for a baby. In standard Spanish, which, like, no, I've never heard anyone call a baby guagua, but okay. And then, however, in the Caribbean or the Canary Islands, Spain's buses with fixed routes are called guaguas. So I would take the guagua every day.
The guagua?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
No one calls it autobus. We call it guagua.
I think, I don't know, when you say guagua, mm-hmm. I think it's Jersey Shore. I used to watch it. They used to go on Wawa runs.
I don't know what that means.
And Wawa was like a convenience store out there where they would have, I think it was in Jersey, they had like food and shit.
Oh, like their version of a bodega.
Like their version, I think it's like their version of like a 7-Eleven, but it's like a little bougie.
Interesting. So this one's really different. The word rato. It means like a little back, a little while, or in a little bit. Like I'll be back in a while. I'll be back. Yo regreso un rato. So it's an undefined length of time. However, this word is used differently depending on the country, and this is where things get tricky. In Mexico, it means a short period, while in Spain, un rato is a long period. So this is one of those that f's me up. And like, what's this and ahorita? Oh, ahora y ahorita. Because my understanding is, I grew up saying ahora is now, and ahorita is later. But I believe that in Mexico, ahorita is now, and ahora is later. So it's like when I tell someone to do something now, they're hearing me tell them to do it later. So isn't that fucking crazy?
Yo, you like mind fucked me.
And they're understanding something completely different.
Completely different, bro. Thinking, oh, okay, so you're gonna do it later. No, I'm gonna do it in a while. No, you mean later. No, but yo.
Absolutely.
Bro, I can't imagine that. So I work at is retail. And sometimes I do get customers that are from, like, different regions.
Yeah.
And And when I'm speaking Spanish to them, there's certain words that just don't mesh. They just go over their head. And there's always that little disconnect just because the words don't mean the same.
Like, yeah, it's hard when if you don't grow up in the same area, even if you speak the same language, we still don't understand each other, which is crazy. The next word is Mona. So this is kind of weird.
Mona?
This is a weird one because Mono is a male monkey. Mona is a female monkey. Mono y Mona.
Claro.
However, this also has multiple meanings. In Spain, Mona describes a cute girl, while in Colombia, it is slang, a word used to characterize a blonde or white woman.
What?
Lastly, in Venezuela, it is used to talk about conceited girls. So you're either Mona as in a monkey or Mona as in like a cute girl. So you're either ugly or you're pretty.
Imagine me calling like a shorty from over here, Diablo, mi monita. Wow.
That's
a smack to the face, bro. Pero que si que, pero me palden el jaw.
After the first one, yo le paso la chancleta.
But the thing though, in other cultures, that it means that you're cute. Oh, we got some technical difficulties popping off.
I know. Okay, wait. I have like an honorable mention since you had one too. So it's the word buzo. Buzo is a diver. So you hire a diver to teach you how to go into the ocean with the sharks or whatever. Which, like, by the way, why would you do that? But yeah.
However, mean diving? Diving is fun.
Yeah. So it says, however, it has several other meanings. A buzo is a sweatshirt in Argentina, while in Chile, it's sweatpants, and in Costa Rica and in Guatemala, it is used to define someone who is very good at doing something. Which I think is just wholesome. So you're either diving in the ocean or like you're wearing sweatpants.
What the fuck?
You know, one or the other. It could be any.
But there's no happy medium there.
Mm-mm. So you have to, like, if anyone's travel at any point, obviously not now because of coronavirus, but in the future, make sure that you actually research the countries that you're going to. It doesn't have to be a Latin American country, but you don't want to be telling people that they look like monkeys and that they're really good at their jobs or they're wearing sweatpants, you know?
Well, talk about awkward.
Can you imagine? I had a history teacher when I was in high school in Puerto Rico who told me that he traveled to a country in South America, but I can't remember if it was Colombia or Venezuela or like, I can't remember where it was. And he asked for a spoon. And so in my country, it's cuchara.
Uh-huh.
Spoon is cuchara. Fork is tenedor. He asked for a spoon. And the employee just looked at him like she was about to slap him. And she like looked offended and she walked away. So that he was there with his wife and his kids. And he was like, I'm sorry. Like, did I say something wrong? And later on, he found out that spoon, cuchara,
uh-huh,
meant female parts, and then tenedor was male parts.
No.
So then he was like, I thought I was just asking for a spoon for soup. I didn't mean to insult her, but it really shows you how if you don't educate yourself before going to these countries, then you could
like low-key end up getting punched in the mouth.
Yeah. Honestly,
like high key, bro. And that's a simple word. Mm-hmm. That's like a spoon or a fork can mean like somebody's like, you know, male or female, you know, part.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
this is our week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like sleepy, so I don't know what I'm saying. Thank you guys for listening to our week's episode. This is your girl, Carla.
It's your boy, Josh.
And we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any feedback or any topic ideas, let us know on our social media. Like I mentioned before, WTF Latin Eggies. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Also, email us if you feel like it, if you want to.
No, not even feel like it. Like, yo, if you listen to this episode, you have to email us one topic for next week.
Yo, do it. Go do it. We'll give you a shout out.
I'll cash out $5 to the first three people that'll actually send us topics.
Yo,
free money.
Wanna chop you out, Josh? Go and do that.
$5. Hey, yo, next week I'll make it 10. Carla's about to make a fake email.
I'm on here like, yo, if I get $30, that's like my week's gas. Just have a good one, guys.
I just gotta do. I, y'all take care. Y'all bring the vibes.